This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
It's a story about a place in Memphis, Tennessee, and it's hard to believe this, folks, but there used to be places like this. I thought this was made up. I talked to somebody from Memphis, and they said, no, I remember the place. Here, can you believe having a relative in a place called this, the Home for the Incurables, Memphis, Tennessee? And it was a place, a hospital that people went to where they had some illness where they were just put away because they were just considered incurable. There was a young man brought to this place by the name of Lloyd Jeffries. He was 16 years old when he was brought in. He had all kinds of medical problems that left him debilitated, including a paralyzed larynx. Simple phrase, he couldn't talk. He couldn't say a word. Paralyzed larynx. He couldn't talk at all. For 18 years, from age 16 to age 34, the only sound that this young man could make with his mouth was a crowing sound like a bird. Now, that sounds funny maybe to some people, but yet if it was your child, it wouldn't be funny. If it was your husband or your wife, it wouldn't be funny. The only sound he could make when he opened up his mouth was a crowing sound like a bird. The nurse came into his room to open up the curtains, to wake him up for breakfast. He made his usual crowing sound, and then he said to her, "Good morning." Now, remind you, he hasn't spoken for 18 years, from age 16 to 34. The nurse almost fainted. She started talking to him, and he was able to talk back. She got one of the doctors to come in. They couldn't explain what happened. For 18 years, this paralyzed larynx suddenly broke free, and he was able to speak. The first thing he wanted to do that morning was to call his mother. So someone got his mother on the phone. She was making a cup of coffee at home, and they said, "We have someone to talk to you." They put the phone to him, and he said, "Good morning, Mother. Happy Thanksgiving, Mother." Here's what the author of the article said. No medical explanation was found for his sudden recovery, but the hospital administrator said this: "It was our Thanksgiving miracle. It was our Thanksgiving miracle." Folks, I would consider that a miracle when a man couldn't speak for 18 years but was able to say, "Good morning, Mother. Happy Thanksgiving," after not being able to speak for 18 years. But may I share with you a greater miracle? And I really mean this. A greater miracle is when a man or woman who's never had a good word to say about God, never had anything to say about God, good or bad, stands in front of a group of Christians and says, "Today, I believe with all my heart that Jesus is the Christ, and with my mouth, with my speech, I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord." Paul said in Romans, it's with your heart that you believe and are justified, put in a right relationship. You believe in your heart. But then he says this, but it's with your mouth that you confess and are saved. That's interesting. It's with your heart that you believe and are justified, put in a right relationship, but it's with your mouth that you confess and are saved. They're just words. They're not just words. They're a reflection of your relationship that is to the living God through his Son, Jesus Christ. That's why the Lord said, if you acknowledge me before men, he's talking about verbally, I will acknowledge you before my Father in heaven. Did you get that? And Jesus says that in Matthew. My job in the ministry, I finally came to conclusion, is to get people to realize who Jesus is and admit it. That's my job. Is to get people to realize and acknowledge who Jesus Christ is and be willing to say so and be willing to live for him until the day they die. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the word today from the Gospel of Luke.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.